We pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto thee, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. The text we use for this Lutheran Heritage Foundation Sunday, Mission Sunday, as we emphasize these words, comes from Isaiah chapter 6, and I'll just read, the text itself. Usually the Old Testament lesson is given, but I better read the text here. It's not that long. Isaiah's commission. In the year of King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on the throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried. "I am a ruined man, and I'm a man among men of unclean lips, and I live among people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his mouth, which he had with tongs had taken from the altar, and with it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, your sin atoned for." Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, touched the tongs from the altar, and with it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." This is the text. It is a privilege, it is a joy to be with you, Pastor, and officers of the congregation, staff, and members, and guests this morning to worship on this Father's Day. Yes, it is a great day as we think when we say our Father who art in heaven, if we think of a Father who is loving and kind. I know I don't measure up always as a father, but I have four children myself, or my wife had them, but I was part of that, I guess. But fathers are really very, very important. So happy Father's Day today as well. You know, it's good to be here. 60 years ago to the day, I spent the night, my honeymoon night, with my dear Roberta, who died 2 years ago in my arms. She said when we were married in 1956, she said, "Bernie, you better get a motel, like Hopkins and Excelsior or Golden Valley." And I said, "There are a lot of motels." Well, after the reception that night and the wedding, we left West St. Paul and we drove. Yeah, we drove through Howard Lake, and we drove through Dassel, and we drove through Litchfield. The first room available was on the third floor of the hotel in downtown Wilmer. And it had a shared bath, so that was a really nice start on a honeymoon, but my wife stayed with me. I don't know what about Wilmer, but when I came to the Super 8 last night, I checked in, and it was 6 o'clock. And I said, "Boy, I can relax a little, but I can go to the Applebee's, and have a little Applebee's." So anyway, where's my clothes? I had forgotten my clothes in Woodbury. All of this. I called my wife, and she didn't. I've been remarried since, and she wasn't there. And she was there, but the phone wasn't set to the sound. So I call, and I call. Finally, I got her, and I said, "Honey," I said, "I forgot all my clothes on the bed." Well, then she brought them out far, a little ways out to near a place called Wayzata. And then I had to drive back to Wayzata, get my clothes. So if I'm a little long or a little bit short on the sermon this morning, you'll understand that I had kind of a late night last night. But it all worked out really well, and I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad I'm here. And first of all, we're glad that the Lord is here, aren't we, this morning? It's really great to be here with you this morning. When we were married a year ago, we celebrated our marriage about a year ago, we served pavlova. How many know what pavlova is? Oh, there's one there, really? Have you lived in Australia? Or, you know, it's kind of my children, when I was a missionary in New Guinea, my children went to school in Australia, and so they learned, you know, pavlova. It's a meringue, about an inch of meringue, and then an inch of whipped cream. I like about 3 inches, but an inch of whipped cream, and then you put bananas and strawberries and all of that. Your heads are shaking, so that's what we serve. But, you know, unless you taste pavlova, it doesn't mean a thing. Might it just as well be a stick or a piece of mud cake, like your kids used to make, huh? These mud cakes, you didn't eat it. You tried to eat it, it wasn't very tasty, was it? Well, anyway, pavlova was pretty good. And the people at our wedding really liked it. It was really great. But in a way, this illustrates you and me and our tasting of the gospel. Of the gospel, of the good news that Jesus loves us. Unless you taste it, if you don't really taste it, it doesn't mean a thing. If everyone really tasted, you know what, there would be standing room only this morning if we really tasted it. But you and I have tasted that. His forgiveness and His love. He comes to us. And you say, well, children can't believe infants. Why baptize infants? You hear that more. You can't baptize infants. Well, faith comes by God through Christ, through the Holy Spirit. And it's not something we do. I have chosen you, Jesus says. You didn't choose me. But He comes to us in baptism. And again today, in the true body and blood of Christ. And we taste Him. Do you? Is this a meaningful taste? Is this a meaningful worship for us, you see? And so our theme this morning is God's universal gift. God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Universal for everyone. Gift is a present. I was going to ask how many fathers got a present. I won't ask how many got a present. Maybe some of you didn't. Maybe some of you did. But anyway, whatever you got a father, a present is a gift. So God's universal gift is ours. And you and I have tasted that. And if you're a member here or if you're visiting and you don't really know what I'm talking about, He loves you. He loves everyone. God would have all men to be saved and what? Come to the knowledge of the truth. He loves you and me. And so this morning we have an opportunity to taste again this wonderful God. And we talk a little bit about Lutheran heritage, and we'll talk a little bit about what Lutheran heritage does, but that's a part of our service. And this beautiful little lady that came this morning, maybe some of you didn't like it or something, but I thought it was kind of cute. She came up here and kind of got a little excited, you know. That lady has tasted. I don't know who she is, but boy, she's sure a strange lady. But anyway, no, she's a pretty good lady. And I'm sorry, I beg your pardon. But anyway, to have this joy for Christ, you know, we live for Christ, you see. We're touched. And so this morning, God's universal gift is our theme here. And then also in the PowerPoint presentation, I'm going to show a little bit about the work that I do there. With the Lutheran Heritage Foundation and so forth. But in our text this morning, you'll see that we have here, in the year that King Uzziah died. He was a pretty good king. He was a stinking king, but compared to the other kings, Uzziah wasn't all that bad. You know, maybe, it's just like maybe, you know, you have Pastor, we have Pastor Lauren and Pastor Bob, you know, but Pastor Lutz, he's maybe average, you know, but these guys are great. and you know, I'm just kind of, and that Uzziah was kind of an average king. In the year that King Uzziah died, what happened? He had this vision. He had this vision. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I saw the Lord exalted, seated on somewhere. The Lord was seated somewhere, and his train filled the temple. And then he goes on, and you say, then he saw, you know, you youngsters here, I'm not much into all of these games on, you know, on the internet or games. Everywhere you go, you see someone with something like this, and they're doing this, you know, playing some kind of a game. I bet you're pretty good at it. But anyway, he sees these seraphs, kind of an angel-like thing. I've never seen a seraph, have you? I don't think so. But a seraph, it's mentioned only once or twice in the Bible. A seraph is like an angel. And these people are flying around, or these seraphs are flying around. They have six wings. Two, they cover their face. Two, they cover their feet. And two, they are flying. Something happens. What are they doing? They're just like the organist up there, you know. Man, does she fill this place with music. And it was just like these seraphs. They were singing. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Can't you just see this? You know, six wings and all of this stuff is kind of going beyond this old guy. But anyway, they're singing, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And he says, the earth is filled with the Lord Almighty, they're saying. And what happens? Everything starts shaking. The thresholds and the doorposts is shaking. You know, it's really, really, it's just magnificent and powerful. Does Isaiah say? Does he say, howdy, God? You know, sometimes we become so familiar with God, so informal with God, that, you know, it's just sometimes offensive, I think, always. Really, when we think of this mighty God and the way we treat him, not that we shouldn't come to him and not that we shouldn't fear, love, and trust in him. Well, yes, we do. But Isaiah didn't say, howdy, God. What did he say? He said, I am ruined. Did you come into church? How did we come into church? How did we enter the sanctuary today? You see, we with Isaiah say, I am ruined, huh? He said, I'm a man of what? Unclean lips. And I live among people with unclean lips. For I have seen the Lord Almighty. And you and I too, as we come in worship and we taste this gospel, as we taste the word and the sacrament, you see, we too are filled, first of all, with remorse for our sin, and secondly, with joy, with thankfulness, as we look to the altar, for there we find our peace. And that's what our faith is all about, as we taste this Pavlova gospel, if you will. As we know that we are ruined, every single one of us. That's what LWML is about. It's about taking sinners and letting sinners know they are forgiven, not only here but around the world. I've worked with LWML since 1967. That's before many of you were even born, most of you here, young congregation here. That's what the LLL is about. That's what our worship is about. That's what our Sunday school, our VBS, and our calling of the pastor is all about. Very important. Good leadership from the pulpit and from our lay men and women here to lead forth, you see, to shine forth. Because we as ruined people, we with unclean lips have been healed, haven't we? This seraph went to the altar and with the tongs and took a coal and touched his lips, we read. And they said, your guilt is taken away. Your sins are atoned for. Aren't those nice words? Those very words were ushered about 20 minutes ago. Those words were ushered just a few moments ago, that your sins were forgiven. And sometimes it goes, it goes over us and we don't really think about these things, but your sins are forgiven. They're wiped clean. And when this seraph touched the lips to Isaiah, you know, Isaiah heard these wonderful words, "You are forgiven," as we hear them as well. And that means they are forgiven, folks. And you're going to have that assurance in about 10 minutes here, maybe less, if I get to the end of my sermon in time. But anyway, we're going to come up here, and we're also going, this sacrament will touch our lips. They are atoned for. And then God says here to Isaiah, what does he say to them? Who will go and serve us? Us, by the way, us. God, us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You know, we think of this Trinity, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy. Who will go and serve for us? And how did Isaiah answer? Let's hear from the congregation. Let's say it again. Here am I, send me. Let's say it real loud. Here am I, send me. Yeah, right. Even old geezers like me. I'm 82. My wife is 81. I shouldn't tell her age. We're both going to Ethiopia and Sudan in August and September. Aren't we crazy? We're going to go over there to teach. Is it safe? Well, who cares? The Lord is there to protect you. Yeah, there are bullets that fly once in a while. Look what happened in Orlando here. You don't have, you know, we have enough troubles right here. Probably safer over in Sudan than it is in Orlando. But you see, when we are touched, it makes a difference in our lives. Fathers on Father Day, mothers on Mother's Day. There should be a kids' day too, shouldn't there? Well, whatever, you see. When we are touched, we know we are ruined, but now we are free. We are forgiven, you see. And that's what Lutheran Heritage is all about. This is a brand new Luther Small Catechism in the Dinka language. Dinka, you've heard of the Nuer and the Dinka. You've heard about the war in Sudan. Yeah, this is from the Dinka. This book is so new that when I smell it, I get high. So I better not smell it too much. But Luther's, in fact, my son Robert is in Sudan right now, teaching from this catechism to about 8 million Anglicans who are thinking about becoming Lutheran in Africa. The Missouri Synod sent Robert over there to teach the Luther Small Catechism. Now, I work with the Lutheran Heritage, and we print books like this. And we also print books like this. This is Sharing Your Faith with Your Muslim Friend, and yours truly wrote that. By the way, I have copies there, and if you will sign a little yellow, this is a little, what do you call, force, or a little what, you know. But anyway, if you sign a card, you can get one free. How about that? That's not a bad deal. And if you do, you'll get some information once a month from Lutheran Heritage and so forth. But Lutheran Heritage Foundation was organized to translate and distribute the Book of Confessions, hymnals, not so much Bible, because Lutheran Bible translators and Wycliffe Bible translators do that. They do more of that. But we do some Bible. We did the Spanish Bible with Luther's Small Catechism. It's really interesting. My son was, David was in Guatemala the last 2 weeks on a mission trip. I sent 10 Bibles with him. They ended up in a priest's hand in the village, a Catholic priest, and the Bible had Luther's Small Catechism in it. So, you know, it was really neat. And so that now, and the priest was very happy to receive it. But anyway, you can see some of the books and some of the work out there. I know you got a lot of things, and you got picnics on Father's Day and going fishing and all kinds of stuff. You got, you know, these hot dogs to cook and things. But you get time, at least take a look at some of these things. And if you would like, you know, if you would like a book, just fill out one of these little cards. And then you'll get information from the Lutheran Heritage. What's our theme again? And our theme is God's universal gift. The gift of forgiveness. The gift of eternal life to each one of us. You and I have tasted that. I know when we get into the 80s, you know, I know I'm 80 and I got married when I was 81, remarried when I was 81. But you know, it's better to plan a wedding than a funeral. And so I planned a wedding. And it's been really great. And the woman that God gave me is a Bible student. She's got a PhD in education. And so we're both going to use our gifts and talents to educate people around the world about the Pavlova gospel, this good news about Jesus Christ that you know and that I know, that we confess, that comforts us. I saw in the staff room there, I saw that you had a funeral or in memory of, I forget the name of the lady and so forth, but yeah, there are funerals here too occasionally, aren't there, at Redeemer, you see. And all around the world there are funerals, there are people dying. But thank God people from Redeemer, our Redeemer, are dying with the faith. There are many dying, 75% of the world dying without the good news. God bless you at Redeemer, our Redeemer, to receive a shepherd. God bless you to keep the pastor and all the elders and the ladies and gentlemen who are working here, this church going until such time as the Lord gives you that. And let us all work together to share God's universal gift with others in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. By the way, one is there going to be a door offering?
Yes.
Say that again.
Yes.
Oh, a door. How big is the basket?
As big as we need.
Oh, no. Okay. There's no charge for mileage, no charge for preaching, there's no charge for housing, there's no charge for coming here. All we ask is there is a door offering to support what? Lutheran Heritage Foundation. And he will bless these gifts. They are sent to Macomb, and they're used to translate. So God be with you with the door offering as well. We continue now with our worship.